Si yanibingelela bazalwane nikhona la endlini nabo bonke abahlanganyele nathi kulenkonzo ngezinye indlela zokuxhumana.
We greet you, brethren, you who are with us in the house of God and you who have joined us in other means as well.
Lolu suku luhlelwe uNkulunkulu. Akekho ngicabanga noyedwa phakathi kwethu becabanga ukuthi sohlangana ngalendlela.
This day has been arranged by God, and I don't think anyone would have thought that we would have gathered in this way.
Mhlambe kusazoba khona ithuba lokumukela bonke abafikile, kodwa zihlobo nonke nikhona ukuhlanganyela kulolu suku lokuthi siphelezele udadewethu ongasekho uNkulunkulu emthathile phakathi kwethu. Ngithemba ukuthi emndenini wakwaHuba kakhulu umfowethu Franz ukuthi uyabonga kakhulu ngokuchasa kwenu ukuthi nibe khona ngolulu suku.
I think there will still be someone that will welcome you officially, but really to all of you who have come to be with us at this funeral to support our brother Uncle Franz, we thank you very much.
Abanye basuke phesheya ngokuzwa umbiko basuka khona lapho beza la, nabanye abasuka khona la eduze mhlambe bekukhona ezinye indlela umuntu okade ehlelile, kodwa ukuthi nishiye konke nizohlanganyela nathi kulolu suku, ngibona ukuthi lokho kuyaduduza kakhulu enhlizweni zezihlobo kakhulu umfowethu Franz.
And to those that received the message, whether you were overseas and immediately made your way here, or whether you were in different parts of the country where you got the message and you left everything to be here, I really trust that it comforts our brother Uncle Franz.
Ngakho-ke kwangathi uNkulunkulu kulo mcimbi awuhlelile ukuthi siphathe ngaleyo ndlela ezoletha udumo egameni lakhe.
And to this function, this time that the Lord has planned, may all glory come to him.
Ngicela ubaba Mzwakele baba Dube ukuthi eze ngaphambili asivulele lenkonzo yomthandazo.
We will ask Baba Dube to please come and to open the service for us in prayer. Shall we pray? God, you created this day. We as people don't understand it. And Lord, may we accept it. Especially the Hube family. The time had come for God to call the mother of the home and even the congregation that it may accept it. And at school where she was teaching, where she was there, Lord, even the children, they are hurt and they always had the desire that she would get better. You have created it, Lord, that there will be a time where someone will leave. The song says, we have not built here on earth. Even though we have built, but there is a heavenly home. Lord, we pray that you would be with us and everyone that will be speaking, that you would lead them by your Holy Spirit, Lord. And as you gave Mary the strength, as she saw her son being crucified and led to the grave, Lord, may you also give and confronts the strength that he needs.
Qinise nebandla nkosilisa leso sikhala no qinise nesesikoleni ubakhe nkosi sicela konke lokho ngokwethemba igama lakho.
To strengthen the congregation, that you strengthen those at schools, and we ask this all trusting in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu kubaba uNzwakele.
Thank you very much to Baba Dube.
Empeleni lolu suku lufike nje nge surprise kodwa ke okumnandi ukuthi siyayazi impilo yakhe uMrs. Huber uphile phakathi kwethu. Lokho kuletha induduzo kakhulu ukuthi yebo ukuxebuka inyama kodwa siyazi ukuthi umphefumulo ihlangene ngalokho abeyikho kithina.
And really this day came as a surprise. Didn't expect it. But the Lord had ordained it, and really part of our flesh has been taken away, Lord, but we trust the Lord in what has happened.
Ngizocela ukuthi sicele labo abazosiza ukucula leliculo Amazing Grace. Uma beseza ngaphambili sizosukuma njengebandla ukuze sihlanganyele nathi kulelo culo abanye bazolibona la abanye baliphethe emaphepheni.
We will sing Amazing Grace together, and those that will help us with singing it, please, if you can come forward. You'll find it on the hymn sheets and also on the screen.
Siyabonga kakhulu, ngiyaxolisa ukuthi alikho emaphepheni kodwa abaningi balibonela kuscreen.
Thank you very much. Sorry, it wasn't on the hymn sheets, but you all saw it on the screens.
Sizothatha leli thuba sicele umfowethu uFrans Huber ukuthi eze ngaphambili athule inkulumo yakhe.
We'll take this opportunity and ask Uncle Frans to please come and to share what is on his heart.
I want to greet you all on this wonderful day. It's a special day. My heart is full of gratitude towards God, our Creator, towards Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Ngimbonga uNkulunkulu umdali wethu noJesu Kristu ongumsindisi wethu.
In the same time, I have such a thankful heart that God gave me a wife for 30 years that served him. He knew she was the best for me.
Nalapho futhi ngimbonga uNkulunkulu owangipha unkosikazi ngibe naye iminyaka ngamashumi amathathu emkhonza uNkulunkulu futhi uNkulunkulu wangikhethela abona ukuthi uyena ongifanele.
And in the same way I want to say thank you to the mission, to the leaderships.
Kanjalo ngithanda ukuba ngibonge imishini, ngibonge ubuholi.
I knew what we have as a big family here.
Bengazi ukuthi njengoba silapha siwumndeni omkhulu.
But now I was lifted up in a much higher ground. I cannot describe what I experience in these days. It's too much really.
Kodwa lokho bengikwazi manje kukhuphuke ngenye indlela. Angikwazi ukuchaza engihlangabezane nakho kulezi insuku, angikwazi ukubeka ngamazwi.
The help, the support, the love, I don't think you find it anywhere else.
Usizo, uchaso ngilitholile, uthando, ukunakekeleka, kuyinto ongeke uyithole kwenye indawo.
The congregations, every day people came to sympathize, choirs came. Up one after each other. It was just, we were carried through this time like being up in the clouds.
Ibandla indlela eliseseke ngayo usuku nosuku befika bezosiduduza kufika amakhwaya abantu bengena bephuma sathola impela uthando.
Thank you for all of you who are here.
Siyabonga futhi kakhulu ngani nonke enikhona la.
Many would have liked to come, they couldn't. Many in Europe, but I know they are here with us now, and I greet you all.
Abaningi abanye abakwazanga ukufika nakuba bethanda ukuba khona, ikakhulukazi labo abaqhamuka e-Europe, kodwa nokho ngiyanibingelela nonke.
Let me just touch a few things of the last few days of my wife.
Again, thinte nje izinto ezimbalwa ngokwenzekile ensukwini zokugcina zikamama.
Just a bit more than a week ago, I was approached from the leadership here of the mission. Hey, we must do something. Your wife won't be able to climb up the stairs anymore. So we decided, let's quickly move out the car. We make a nice bedroom and a nice bathroom, and we started.
Kwaba khona abafika cishe isikhathi singangeviki phambi ukuthi kwenzeke lokhu bethe kubaholi bemishini bethe soba nenkinga ngoba ukakho akaphilile ngikakwazi nokukhuphuka amastebisi singenzani khona lapho ngokushesha thatha indawo le ibinemoto sayiguqula ngoba nje yokulala kwaba khona nebathroom khona.
My wife was looking forward to it.
Besilungiselela lokho empela ukuthi kube njalo futhi umama ubekade langazelela ukuthi kugcine sekufezekile.
But just imagine.
Kodwa cabanga nje ngesikhathi esincane sekunje.
Your heavenly home was finished earlier.
Ikhaya lakhe lasezulwini kwayilona eliphela kuqala kunalama plan ebesinawo ukuba siguqule leli garage silenze ikamera lakhe lokulala.
Often with my wife, when we walked, I was always walking too fast. I had to see. She was always a bit behind me.
Kaningi uma bengihamba naye, mama wekhaya, ngihamba mina ngishesha, kaningi ubesalela ngemuva.
But now she overtook me.
Kodwa manje uvele wangovertaker kwayena ohamba phambili.
She has gone ahead.
Usehambe phambili.
And allow me just the last hours, last Sunday, what I experienced.
Vumeleni nje ukuba ngikhulume ngalokho engihlambezane nakho ngakho ngesonto eledlule.
As I was next to her, I read Psalm 46. Somebody had sent it to me just before.
Ngathi ngihlele eduze kwakhe ngafunda incwadi yesihlabelelo amashumi amane nesithupha.
The first verse.
Afunda ivesi lokuqala.
God is our refuge and strength and ever present help in trouble. Psalm 46, 6
verse 1. Lokala uNkulunkulu isiphephelo sethu namandla ethu ufunyaniswa elusizo impela ekuhluphekeni.
But then I read the whole psalm.
Ase ngifunda lesihlabelelo sonke.
First I read the Psalm 91 that was like her favorite psalm and she was sick last time that carried her through.
Ihubo belithanda kakhulu ihubo lika 91 nangesikhathi segula lelihubo lamlekelela kakhulu.
And then I was finished with the Psalm 46, and my eyes glanced on Psalm 47, verse 1. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. You know, when I read this, I stood there, or I said, I looked up to God, I cried, but I had such a joy in my heart. Then I tried to sing a song alone, but it doesn't work so well. I played for her that song, The Great Redeemer. I just touched a few points that are so important for me. How I love the Great Redeemer. Who is doing so much for me? With what joy I tell the story of the love that makes men free. And then I was captured with that part. Till my earthly life is ended. And I will send songs above. I could carry on, but we'll hear it in song just now. And as that music played, and as I was reading, somewhere there, I looked at my wife. I said, Mama, are you still here? She has left. She was gone. Tears and joy filled my heart.
Kiskating funda sang it yambu mama weka ngiti ma use kona mangiting ya pega use tule use hambile.
Thank you that I could share that with you.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ngikwazi ukunivezela lo.
Siyabonga kakhulu Uncle Franz.
Thank you very much Uncle Franz.
Sesiyocela youth choir ukuthi ize ngaphambili basiculele.
We ask the youth choir to please come forward and sing for us.
How I love the great Redeemer. Much for me. With what joy I tell the story of the love that makes men free. Till my earthly life is ended,
I will sing songs above,
then beside the crystal sea,
more and more my soul shall be
praising Jesus and his
Siyabonga kakhulu ku youth choir.
Thank you very much to the youth choir.
Ngicela nje ukuthatha ithuba lokuthi ngesibhekele sasithombe sakhe u Mrs. Huber.
Can we just take a moment and let's look at the picture there of Mrs. Huber?
Lokho kungikhumbuza cishama hora esihlanu ngaphambi kokuba inkosi imthathe.
It reminds me of about 5 hours before the Lord took her.
Ngesonto ntambama umama kwaMathayi ake siye kwaHuba. Ngase ngithi hayi asihambe khona lapho sasesukuma saya endlini yakhe.
On Sunday afternoon, Mrs. Hlongwane said, "Come, shouldn't we go and visit Mrs. Huba?" And Baba said, "Come, let's go right now."
Ntambama cishe mhlambe la ko emva kwa 7 noma ko 8.
So it really was in the evening, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening.
Umasfigas told how kukhona odokotela la endlini eroundini.
When we got there, we found doctors in the rondavel.
Beseke u babu Huba aphume ebhavu ahlangane nathi, nathi sisamangela ukuthi kwenzakalani, ebesethi benazi yini ukuthi umama akaphilile njengamanje.
As we arrived, Mr. Hubeck came out the bathroom and said, "Did you know that right now she was very ill?"
Sathi cha.
Said no.
Khona lapho ubesefake oxygen kodwa wayikhipha wakhuluma nathi sathandaza naye.
At that point already she had an oxygen mask on. She took off the mask. She spoke to us and we prayed together.
Ubona ubuso bakhe kwakungathi akukho ukugula ngempela noma ubona udokotela kube vele wakhipha nje sakhuluma kahle naye sathandaza naye saxhawula kanti bese kuxhawula kokugcina.
When you saw her face, you wouldn't say that she was ill. Yes, the doctors were around, the mask was there, but we could speak clearly, openly together, we prayed together, shook her hand, and that was the last time we did that.
Uma ubuka lobu buso kimina ngiyaxolisa ngithandanga ukuyobona lapho sebemfake eboxini kodwa bekusele lesi sithombe sokugcina ngibona ubuso bakhe ekhipha imaski emamatheka ngathi ha ngithanda ukuhlala naleso sithombe esihle ebengisibona ebusweni bakhe.
Seeing her face there and remembering seeing her then, apologies, I didn't go and look at when the coffin was opened because I wanted that picture of her. I wanted that to remain in my mind.
Singakacele udadewabo uColleen Rost ukuthi eze ngaphambili. Ngicela nje sisholele iculo lela kumahubo Blessed Assurance emva kwalokho sesiyonikeza udadewabo uMrs.
Before we ask her sister Auntie Colleen to come forward and speak, shall we still sing Blessed Assurance together? And that's in the hymn sheets.
I want to thank the Lord for this opportunity that I could just share a small something of what Cheryl meant, not only to me, but to all of us as a family. I really cannot say how much the Lord has meant to us as a family in this time. We know the Lord, but he has kept us through this journey with Cheryl in her illness.
Angikwazi ukuchaza ngamazwi lokho uNkulunkulu abe yikho kuthina wasenzela khona kulesi sikhathi egula umama kaHubo.
Cheryl was somebody as a sister I could depend on.
Ube umuntu njengoba udadewethu ube umuntu impela usise ngazi ukuthi ngingancika kuyena njalo.
She was constant in the Lord, she was faithful.
Begxilile emile enkosini futhi ubethembekile.
And I could really go to her if there was anything that we wanted to chat about. Cheryl was there.
Bengikwazi ukuthi noma nini ngaya kuye ngikhulume naye makhona bengithanda ukuthi benodaba esilixoxayo ngikwazi ukuthi ngiye kuyena anginike lelo thuba.
And we all knew that she's really ill.
Sazi sonke ukuthi ubambekile kakhulu.
But whenever you went, she had a cheerful little, come in, hello, we're so happy to see you. That's how she was.
Kodwa njalo mangabe umuntu eyakuyena ubejabula njalo ingelela kahle ezwe nempilo eyilo umuntu.
And even as she became, we knew eventually that there was nothing humanly speaking that the doctors could do to help her.
Nakuba besazi futhi ukuthi ngokobuntu akukho dokotela bengakwenza ukuthi bangamsiza ngakho.
She really bowed to the will of God in this.
Kodwa kukho lokhu kuso lesimo wayithobela intando kaNkulunkulu.
And there was a song she shared with me. She said, this song called I've been listening to so often and it means so much to me.
Neculo angicobela ngalo wathi leliculo belalela njalo ethi futhi liwusizo kakhulu kuyena.
And the words go, be with me, Lord. I cannot live without thee.
Amazwi alo athi iba nami Nkosi angikwazi ukuphila ngaphandle kwakho.
I dare not take one step alone.
Angikwazi nokuthi ngingathatha nje sodwa isinyathelo ngingedwa ngingenawe Nkosi.
I cannot bear the loads of life unaided.
Angikwazi ukuthi ngingathwala yonke imithwalo yalokuphila ngingalekelelo.
I need thy strength to lean myself upon.
Ngiyawadinga lawo mandla ukuba ngikwazi ukuncika kuwena.
And it goes on to say, be with me, Lord, no other gift or blessing thou canst bestow could with this one compare, a constant sense of thy abiding presence, where'er I am, to feel that thou art near.
Uthi ibakanye nami, Nkosi ngokuba akukho sipho, akukho sibusiso esingadlula lokhu ukuthi ngizizwele ukuthi ngikanye nawe, ngihamba kanye nawe.
And then the last verse was for me such a blessing when I read it. Be with me, Lord, when loneliness overtakes me, when I must weep amid the thirst of pain, and when shall come the hour of my departure. For worlds unknown, O Lord, be with me then.
Ivesi lokugcina laleliculo elibe yisibusiso kakhulu kimina lithi iba kanye nami Nkosi nalapho umzwangedwa bangaphezu kwami nakuba ngikhala ngiso sizini uma kufika lelo hora lokuhamba ngiya ezweni elingaziwa ngiyacela Nkosi ukuba ube kanye nami.
And truly we experienced not only was the Lord so with Cheryl from what Franz could share at her deathbed.
Kuningi esihlangabezane nakho uNkulunkulu ekanye naye njengoba sizwile ubaba uHooper ekhuluma ngalokho okwenzekile ekade sembedeni wokufa.
But we experienced how the Lord was there and with me when I heard, when Franz heard and phoned me to tell me, I didn't know whether to thank God for bringing her safely to him or to weep.
Kodwa simbonile uNkulunkulu emlekelela kakhulu, emthwele kakhulu enaye. Lapho ngithola ucingo baba uHooper engibikela ukuthi udadewethu akasekho, angazanga nokuthi ngibe nokumbonga uNkulunkulu nokuba ngikhale.
I mean, there's so many people who stood with us during this time. If I think of the leadership of the mission.
Baningi abantu abaye bama kanye nathi kulesi sikhathi, ubuholi bemission.
for Dorothy, for Jenny, for so many. I can't even begin to name everybody.
Baningi uthisha omkhulu wasesikoleni uAunty Jenny Christmas nabanye abaningi engikwazi ukubabala bonke.
For Reverend Steegan's children.
Ingane zikababa umfundisi.
The list goes on.
Baningi kakhulu.
You know who you are, who have contributed so much to helping in this time and being there for us as a family.
Niyazazi nonke nikwazile ukuthi nisilekelele kulesikhathi nama kanye nathi njengomndeni.
And we are, I can just say, I thank God for what he has done.
Ngathi nje ngibonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho asenzele khona.
And I can't end this without thanking Franz.
Ngiyambonga kakhulu noBaba uHuba.
He's not only was a wonderful husband to Cheryl.
Ubengayena nje kuphela umkhwenyana kumama lo sehambile.
But to us as a family, he just was a brother. He fitted in perfectly.
Kodwa kithina njengomndeni, ube umfo wethu, ube ubhuti wethu, wavele wangena khaxa emndenini.
Always somebody who was there to assist us. So thank you, Franz, for all that you've done, what you mean to us.
Njalo ube khona ukuba asilekelele makhona esikudingayo. Ngalokho siyabonga kakhulu kuUncle Franz. Ngalokho senzele khona waba yikhona futhi emndenini.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
I just want to share a few things that my aunt meant to me.
Ngithanda ukuba nami ngicobelele ngokumbalwa ngalokho uAunt wami abe yikho kimi.
As my mom had already said, whenever we would come to visit her, she was always happy to see us.
Njengoba ke umama eseshilo ukuba njalo masifika sizomvakashela, njalo bejabule ukusibona.
She didn't show her pain. She was always that joyful Auntie Cheryl.
Akavezanga nokuthi useyinhlungwini kodwa njalo ube lo anti wethu Auntie Cheryl ebehlale jabule.
I have a small book which I've often asked people to write their names in and maybe a little message.
Nginencwajana encane la bengicela abantu ukuthi babhale khona amagama abo bese umuntu ashiye umbiko nje omfushane.
And I made sure Auntie Cheryl wrote something there as well.
Kase ngiqinisekisa ukuthi naye uAuntie Cheryl kukhona azokubhala.
And she said, always put Jesus first.
Akubhala lapho wathi beku Jesu phambili njalo.
And I pray that I will be able to follow my aunt's example to always put Jesus first.
Ngidalo mkhuleko nami ukuba ngilandele leso sibonelo sika aunt wami ukuba uJesu ngimbeka bephambili njalo.
I think that week before the Sunday, I had thought, when the time comes for Auntie Cheryl to go, I have no doubt, no doubt at all, that she would go to heaven when she dies.
Iviki nje cishe ngaphambi ukuthi fike usuku lolwangesonto asishiye ngalo, ngaba nomcabango nje ukuthi anginako ukungabazi ukuthi uma lifika usuku lwakhe lokuhamba uzoya ezulwini.
I spent 4 years of my schooling career, my last 4 years, I spent with Uncle Franz and Auntie Cheryl.
Iminyaka yami emine yokugcina ngifunda esikoleni ngayichitha ngihlala naye aunt wami lo ongasekho kanye noBaba Franz.
And during that time I really got to know them very well as my loving aunt and uncle.
Kuleso sikhathi ngihlala nabo impela ngababona kangcono futhi ngabazi njengo aunt wami nomkhwenyana wakhe abangithandayo.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much.
Ngicela ukuthi sisukume futhi sisho iculo elikhona emaphepheni nalaye ku screen elesiJalimane.
We can please stand up once again. We sing a German song that is on the screen and also in the hymn books.
Sesiyocela uThisha omkhulu wesikole uMiss Newlands ozobekhulumela esikoleni lapho besebenza khona futhi nezisebenzi zenkosi.
We ask the principal of our school, Miss Newlands, to come and speak for the school where Mrs. Hope was teaching and also for the co-workers.
It is a great privilege for me to be able to say a few words.
Kuyintokozo kumina ukuba ngikwazi ukubeka amazwi ambalwa.
Mrs. Huber, Cheryl, Auntie Cheryl, as different people know her, was a great treasure in God's kingdom.
Mrs. Huber ubekade eyingcebo enkulu embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
She was never in the forefront, But she faithfully served God in the background.
Ubungamtholi ehamba phambili noma enza ugqamile ukubonalayo kodwa ubemkhonza uNkulunkulu ngokwethembeka ekusithekeni.
I was just a school child when I met her for the very first time.
Nangise umntwana wesikolo lapho ngiqala ukumbona okokuqala.
She came to KwaSizabantu Mission in the late 70s.
Wafika lapha emission yakwaSizabantu kuyophela eminyaka yama 70s.
She came with a friend and she was seeking the Lord.
Wafika ehamba kanye nomhlobo wakhe noma umngani wakhe emfuna uNkulunkulu.
She told me that she had been looking at all sorts of different religions.
Wayesengixoxela ukuthi ubekade lokubuka izinkolo eziningi ezahlukene.
She wanted peace for her soul.
Wayekade efuna ukuba nokuthula emphefumulweni wakhe.
And then she came to KwaSizabantu Mission.
Wayesefika ke lapha emission yakwaSizabantu.
And she said it was for the first time she began to understand that Jesus Christ was the only way to find salvation and forgiveness of sins.
Uthi lapho efika kwaba ngathi ngokuqala ebone qonda ukuthi uJesu Kristu uyiyona ndlela usona sombululo ekuthethelweni kwezono.
It was years later that she came back again and she felt that she should serve the Lord full-time here at KwaSizabantu.
Kwasekuthe emva kweminyaka wabuya buyela la emishini ezwela ukuthi azomkhonza uNkulunkulu ngokuphelele ela emishini.
She was very involved in bringing attention to different issues that we as Christians look at.
Waba umuntu owaba usizwe kuPauleni noma ekuvezeni ezinye zezinto thina maKristu sibhekana nazo.
For example, abortion.
Ikakhulukazi uma sikhuluma ngeabortion ukushula kwezisu.
Drug addiction.
Ukubambeka edakamizweni.
Alcoholism.
Utshwala.
She would write different things and work towards informing people about different evils.
Bezobhala phansi lezi zinto besabhala ukuthize ongaba usizo ukuxwayiseni abantu ngalobu bubi.
She spoke very often also at Cedar about the dangers in not following Jesus Christ and thinking other religions can answer the needs that the soul has.
Ubekhuluma kaningi nasesida ekhuluma ngengozi yokuthi sibheke ezinye izinkolo emaceleni sicabanga ukuthi zingaletha isixazululo singabheki ukuthi uJesu kuphela oyisombululo.
She was a very talented artist.
Ube umuntu okwazi ukudweba enekhono kulokho.
And many little pamphlets that maybe we have seen at different events, they were drawn and written by Mrs. Huber.
Amanye wama pamphlet incwajana lezi ingane siba nazo mhlawumbe noma kunemicimbi ekhona ezinye zazo besuke zibhalwe uyena zadwetshwe uyena futhi u Mrs. Huber.
So in the Lord's work, she was working to try and bring the message of Jesus Christ in very many different ways.
Emsebenzini wenkosi yena ubezama ukuthi aveze ukusebenza kukaJesu aphamise igama likaJesu ngezindlela eziningi ezahlukene.
She loved the work of the Lord.
Ubeuthanda umsebenzi wenkosi.
She never became confused no matter what happened.
Ubengadideki nakuba kwenzakalani.
She knew this is the way that we go in the work and she did not compromise.
Ubeqonda azikahle ukuthi nansi indlela esihamba ngayo emsebenzini engaxegisi kuloko.
At school she will be greatly missed.
Esikoleni siyomkhumbula kakhulu.
She worked in the administration office and was the school's bursar. So there is a big, big gap.
Ubekade sebenza ehhovisi laphaya esikoleni. Ukuhamba kwakhe kushiya isikhalo esikhulu.
We've looked at it this past week and wondered, how are we going to fill that gap? Because she worked so faithfully and so diligently.
Sike sakubukeza siyisikole kuleli viki eledlule sithi siyovala kanjani lesi sikhala ngoba ubesebenza khona ngokuzimisela nangokwethembeka.
I don't know if it was about 6 years ago, she also was very, very ill.
Angazi noma sekuphele iminyaka eyisithupha yini la kwaba nesikhathi futhi la agula khona kakhulu.
Humanly speaking and medically speaking, Mrs. Huber should never have been able to continue with the work.
Ngokobuntu nangokodokotela kwakufana ukuthi akawazange ukuqhubeka nomsebenzi.
But God touched her in a miraculous way.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wamthinta ngendlela eyisimanga.
And she faithfully, even though she had limitations because of that illness, continued to do the work.
Kodwa ngokwethembeka nakuba ebesenezinto empilweni ezimphazamisayo ukuba akwazi ukwenza umsebenzi, kodwa nokho waqhubeka wawenza.
She was very brave.
Ubewumuntu obephiwe kakhulu.
And I don't think I ever once heard her complain.
Angikhumbuli nokuthi ngake ngamuzwa nakanye nje ekhonona.
At the end of last year,
ngasekupheleni kunyaka odlule,
when she underwent surgery and the prognosis was not good,
lapho eseyohlinzwa imphumela yangabi mihle,
she still had hope because she knew God knows.
Nalapho esenethemba ngoba ubazi eqonda ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyazi.
She cleansed her life very, very sincerely and carefully.
Wayihlanza impilo yakhe ngobuqotho nangokwethembeka.
There might have been some things that some people might have considered small, but she did not. She knew this stands between me and God.
Kunezinto mhlambi kwabanye abantu bangaba izinto ezinganakeke ezincane, kodwa kuyena kubanga into encane ngoba ubeqonda ukuthi lokhu kumi phakathi kwami noNkulunkulu.
She still tried to continue working and in fact was at school even 5 days before her passing.
Wayesezama iqhubeka ukusebenza empeleni ubesesikoleni insuku ezinhlanu phambi kokuhamba kwakhe emhlabeni.
We again and again said to her, "You don't need to come." She said, "I want to work till the end."
Besikwesikhathi besiye sithi kuyena, "Cha ungahlupheki, awudingi ukuthi uzoyikhanda uze emsebenzini," kodwa wathi, "Cha, ngifuna ukusebenza kuze kube sekugcineni.
I want to give my last drop for the Lord's work."
Ngithanda ukuba ngisebenze ngize ngikhiphe iconsi lami lokugcina emsebenzini weNkosi.
Mrs. Huber had a great capacity to love. She loved people and prayed for people very much.
Ube nesipho sothando, ebathanda abantu futhi ebakhulekele.
Gabi, she loved you very much. Ndodakazi.
Oh, kundodakazi wakhe ola bemthanda kakhulu.
She loved her family very much. Avril, Colleen, Siobhan, your brother.
Umndeni wakhe ebewuthanda kakhulu laba babaliwa bamalungu omndeni ebathanda.
She often prayed for you.
Futhi ubenithandazela.
And I know you will miss her.
Ngiyazi nizomkhumbula.
But may the memory of her faith always be with you.
Kodwa kwangathi ukukhumbula ukholwa kwakhe ebenakho ikhona okunganamathela kini.
So to the Sheet family and the Huber family, may God carry you in this time.
Kushuthe mndenini la ezalwa khona nasemndenini wakahuba la eshadela khona kwangathi uNkulunkulu anganithwala kulesi sikhathi.
Her last year, she said very, very often, I have one thing that I am busy with.
Enyakeni wakhe wokugcina ubesho kaningi ethi iyodwa kuphela into engibhizi ngayo.
I want to meet my Lord with a white garment.
Ethi ngifuna ukuhlangabezana nenkosi yami ngembethi ingubo emhlophe.
A garment that has no spot.
Ethi ingubo engenabala.
And that's what she did.
Yilokho akwenzile.
On the Wednesday before her death,
uLwesithathu engaphambi kokushona kwakhe njengoba eshone ngesonto,
she went and visited the pre-primary children.
Wayesehamba eyovakashela iy'ngane zasekreshi.
She wanted to tell them something.
Kukhona bethanda ukuthi akucobelele zona iy'ngane.
She had hoped on Thursday to prepare a kid's live message, but she was too ill.
NgoLwesine wayefisa ukuthi kube khona umbiko ongaqoshwa udlale kwi-kids live, kodwa ke wayebambeke kakhulu.
She had only just under 3 weeks ago told the staff at the school how ill she really was.
Amasonto nje amathathu edlule phambi kwalokho bekade tshela labasebenza kanye nabo esikoleni ukuthi ubebambeke kangakanani.
What she had wanted to say on Kids Live, I'd like to pass on.
Lokho ebethanda ukukusho kwiKids Live, ngithanda ukuba ngikudlulise.
She wanted to speak about the heart.
Ubethanda ukukhuluma ngenhliziyo.
And use the verse above all things, guard your heart.
Ufuna ukusebenzisa lelo vesi elithi ngaphezu kwakho konke gcina inhliziyo yakho.
And she wanted to tell the children that you must arm yourself because Satan wants to harm that heart.
Ubefuna ukutshela ingane ukuthi kumele ukuthi zihlome ngoba uSathane ufuna ukuhlasela inhliziyo.
So guard it. Be on guard that there's nothing that comes in that should not come in.
Ngakho igade igcine inhliziyo ukuba kungabikho ongena ongafanele ungene.
On the Wednesday she spoke to the little children.
KuLwesithathu ke wakhuluma nalabo abasekreshi.
She put 2 glasses of clear water in front of them.
Wayesebeka amaglasi amabili anamanzi phakathi.
And it was clean, clear water.
Bekungamanzi laphakathi a clean angenabadla.
Like this.
Njengalamanzi siwabona la.
And she had the 2 glasses there.
Waphatha ke lamaglasi amabili.
And then she took a handful of dust.
Wayese ethatha ke intuli ngesandla.
And she put it into the 1 clear glass of water.
Wayese chitha le intuli noma lomhlabathi kwenye inglasi zamanzi.
She said, "You see, your hearts are like this when Jesus has washed you from sin."
Wayese niyabona ke inhliziyo injena uma ngabe uJesu ehlanzile esonweni.
She held up the clear glass.
Waphakamisa le nglazi bese namanzi clean.
And then she held up the one with dust.
Wayesephakamisa le lamanzi asenenhlabathi.
And she said, "Do you see what happens to your heart when you allow sin and Satan to come in?"
Wathi uyabona into kwenzakalana enhlizweni yakho uma uvumela isono noSathane bangene phakathi.
And then if it is not clean, You cannot go to heaven.
Uma inhliziyo ingahlanzekile awukwazi ukuya ezulwini.
And she told the children, but we all want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven too.
Wayesetshela ke ingane wathi sonke siyafuna ukuya ezulwini, nami ngiyafuna ukuya ezulwini.
And so I want you to know, children, my heart is clean.
Ngakho ngithanda ukuba nazi bantwana ukuthi inhliziyo yami ihlanzekile.
And then the children sang for her.
Ingane zase ziyamculela.
And I'd like to ask those little children to please come and sing the song that you sang for her.
Manje ngizocela ke lezo ingane ukuba zize phambili zicule iculo lelo aba ezamculela lona.
Uncle Franz, I think now he has bonela ukuthicha umama obe umshumayeli. Siyabonga kakhulu naloko sikubonile naloko sikuzwile.
Uncle Franz, I think you can see for yourself now. She was a preacher. Thank you for what we have seen and heard.
Sengizocela ekhwala kwasiza abantu ukuthi beze ngaphambili bezosiculela emva kwaloko ngeke sisasukuma sesoshiyela inkonzo wencekwini yenkosi uUncle Dietmar.
We'll ask the Kwasiza Bantu Choir to come forward and sing. Thereafter, we won't get up again. We'll leave it over to the servant of the Lord, Mr. Yostin.
Ngenxa yesikhathi ke uBaba Hope becela amaculo amathathu kodwa sicula amabili. Sizocula isiJalimane nesiNgisi. LesiJalimane iculo walicelile ukuthi simculele lona lithi uJehova ungumandla ungamandla ami ungukhanya kwami ngakho ke ngiyosaba bani na. Noma kufika izimpi eduze kwami uSathane engihlasela ngamandla onke kodwa ngeke ngesabe ngoba uJehova unami. Ngicela nje umthandazo odwa amahubo asho njalo ngicela umthandazo odwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu angigcine ngihlale endlini kaJehova insuku zonke zokuphila kwami bese kuba ngelesiNgisi nalo futhi liqinisekisa khona ukuthi isisekelo esiqinileyo sikaJesu Kristu siqinile abahlala kusona abakhela kusona bawukwazi ukuthi babambelele noma ngabe kuza isihogo sinyakazisa impilo yami ngeke ngesabe ngoba uJehova unami ngaso sonke isikhathi.
I will sing two songs, a German song, an English song, and the German song is taken from Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? When enemies come up against me and troubles, the Lord is there and he can protect me. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell with him all the days of my life." And then the second song in English, "How Firm a Foundation."
Der Herr ist mein Licht und ist mein Heil. Was wird ich noch? Der Herr ist die Kraft meines Lebens allein. Von wem sollte mir noch krank? Auf der See, auf dem Bösen, auf der See, auf dem Bösen trott. Ich fürchte mich nicht. Auf will sich Frieden. Auf will
alle Zeit, dass ich bleibe im Haus. I'd like to greet everybody this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you're not used to talking, it's not always easy to talk. But God has called me also. As he has called you. As he had called Cheryl. And we've heard we need to be faithful. And with God's grace, we want to walk this way. This is the best way. Knowing I've reached home. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Often when we were young, we had to go for 2 years somewhere, to 2 years. And then you know what? You travel kilometers. And then you think, what must have gone through my mom's mind? Knowing her boy is on the way, is he going to reach home? But the thought is, I've reached home. What must have that been to the parents? Isn't it? And when you look back today, you say, wow, what type of parents didn't we have? But every time God, and the wonderful thought, I've reached home. Think of that. No greater gift. No greater thought. I've reached my destination. Then we should be thankful.
There are many dangers and accidents on the road as one travels. And imagine a parent thinking, will my child reach their destination? But much more, think of the Heavenly Father.
Let us pray.
Mastandaz.
Our Heavenly Father.
Baba wethu sezulwini.
You've planned this many, many, many years ago before the foundations of this world.
Walihlela Nkosi lolusuku eminyakeni eminingi ningi edlula ngaphambi kokusekelwa komhlaba.
And so we come to you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Akho siza kuwe namhlanje ekuseni egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Who came to save us?
Uweza ukuba azosindisa.
And prepare us that we might reach that destination, as we've heard, with a pure, clean heart and garment.
Uweza ukuba azosilungiselela ukuba sikwazi ukufinyelela ekugcineni kwalolo hambo kulelo bango sibuyele lona sifinyelela kulo ngaleyo ngubo emhlophe ehlanzekile.
May this morning's hour prepare us for our destination. Bless the word which all power is given to. May that powerful word reach into the depths of our heart. This we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now I'll do something today, maybe I've forgotten, but maybe which hasn't been done before. I asked Franz, give me some points. I thought he'll help me out. He phoned me last night.
Hey,
Dietmar, you know what? Speak what's on your heart.
Why say it, malume?
But there was something. And I'm thankful. When I heard a few days ago, this is the verse, the scripture reading for today. I And he said to me that that was the scripture verse for their wedding.
So, 30 years ago.
Dear Franz, I want this morning to remind you of those words. These very words are words not only for today, but till you reach your destination.
And
not only for you, for the family, and all of us. So, I'll read Reverend Stegan's message many, many years ago, and then I'll add to it. So let us read this morning's scripture out of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Proverbs This was written by a man who later didn't adhere to these words. But may we keep them to the end. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Themba uJehova ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho, ungenciki kokwakho ukuqonda.
In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight.
Mazise yena ezindleleni zakho zonke.
These words were read at their wedding.
And
how quick hasn't 30 years passed?
If
you look back, you marvel, where have they gone? And the older you get, I don't know why, but the quicker they go. And so, let us make use of every opportunity that we have. Franz, God borrowed you. Is that the right English word? Where's my students? Borrowed, lend, I don't know. Huh? Yes, okay. God borrowed you, Cheryl, for 30 years.
Baba, hupa unkulunkulu ubekubolekile umngakho leminyaka engamashumi amathathu.
It was God's creation.
Kuyindalo kaNkulunkulu.
And so he belonged to him. But he came and he said, "Dear Franz, I've got you the best person for your life." To achieve your goal, here is somebody that will help you. And today, we like to respect you, Franz. That you gave your wife the freedom to serve God the way she felt it should be done.
Ukuthi umnikile umama wekhaya inkululeko yokuthi amkhonze uNkulunkulu We are
all different. But one thing we must understand, we husbands, we cannot dictate above God's will and God's plan. You go against it, you'll see.
Kodwa kumele siqonde thina madoda ukuthi asikwazi ukuthi sibeke imigomo engahambisani nentando kaNkulunkulu makunjalo siphambana naye.
You know, I had to smile when I had to think of this point. Often, you know, before we go to bed these in the last some time with my wife, I say, now what are you going to do tomorrow morning?
Kwathi ngihleke mangicabanga lokhu isikhathi esidlule kuvamile ukuthi phambi ukuthi siyolala ngimbuza umama wekhaya ukuthi uzowenzani kusasa kuseni.
She says, you know, I have to get up. I've got to go to work. I love my work.
Athi ngizovuka ekuseni ngiye emsebenzini. Ngiyawuthanda umsebenzi wami.
Friends, by God's grace, not one day. I said, oh, come on, just take it easy. You sleep, you're tired. I'm tired. So sometimes she beats me to it. I said, now, look, I'm going to stay a little bit longer in bed.
Kodwa ngumusa kaNkulunkulu nakanye kuba ngimphazamise ngithi hayi ukhathele awuthi ukuhlala kodwa uyavuka kwesikhathi kuze kube uyena impela obangcono kunami mina ngithi hayi sazothi ukulala kancane yena avuka emsebenzini.
But why do I say that?
Ngikusholoni lokho na.
How do we treat that present? Call it a present, that person God has given us husbands. How do we treat them? How do we help them? How do we encourage them? Or do we hold them back and say, no, you belong to me? Then you make a grave, grave mistake.
Ngikushela ukuthi kumbuza ukuthi ngabe thina madoda leso sipho lo muntu uNkulunkulu asiphe yena simphatha kanjani na sikuthatha sithi hayi ungowami noma siyaqonda yena ukuthi ungokaNkulunkulu.
It's a thought you have to ponder about. And men, one day, you'll stand and God will ask you, you know what? I had planned this for your wife or for my child that I borrowed you. What have you done with it? Think of it. You can't and we can't stop. If God speaks, to go against what he says.
Sikucabange lokhu ukuthi mhlambi siyoma phambi kaNkulunkulu ngolunyusuku athi uNkulunkulu nako ebengikuhlosile ebengikade ngikuplanile ngalo muntu engakunikeza yena ngakuboleka yena ukuthi abe umkakho wenzeni na.
And dear friends, I don't think you'll ever be sorry because now you've got somebody in heaven who's gone before. Somebody God has given you, and you've been faithful that you got to that point. And you should thank God for that. And one, you can say like David, now my aim is to be there where she is one day.
Kuthi baba uhuba ngeke uzusole nakanye ngoba uNkulunkulu kuphile yena wakwazi ukuhlala naye unomuntu manje okwazela ukuthi ahambe phambili. Mbonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho. Ube nalokhu David aba nakho enhlizweni yakhe ethi akasayi kubuye eze kimi kodwa imini engiyosuka ngiye kuyena.
Now this word which you have chosen for today, take it, and the Reverend Stegen said to you 30 years ago, put it like a necklace around your neck. He said that, you remember? I think I'm too old to, but I'm reminding you today that he said. Now today, Franz, you and your family take this word and put it like a necklace around your neck.
Kushuthi lelizwi olikhethile namhlanje ekhumbula uthi baba umfundisi uStekene eminyane ngamashumi amathathu edlule ngalo lelizwi wathi lithathe uligaxe entanyeni yakho libe njenge necklace.
Don't ever underestimate the power of God's word. It's powerful. Through his word, he created this world. Who are we? What are we? If you imagine that this word is alive and powerful as a two-edged sword, and go read in the Bible what his word means, it will carry by God's grace if you adhere to it and are truthful right to the end.
Singalibukeli phansi izwi likaNkulunkulu kodwa cabanga uma uNkulunkulu aliphefumulela yena lelizwi lakhe ukuthi linamandla amakhulu kangakanani elibukhali kunazo zonke inkembe isikanhla ngothi zombili.
So may I read some excerpts out of his sermon.
Umangizoke ngifunde nje ngicaphune kumanye amazwi akhulunywa ubaba umfundisi entshumelweni
yakhe. He added another verse. You remember?
Wanezele elinye ivesi.
And that is said, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Wathi lokhu ngokuphila ngokunaphakade ukuba bakwazi uNkulunkulu noJesu Kristu omthumile.
That's found in John 17, verse 3.
Lelo izwi lithwala encwadini kaJohane isahluko 17, verse 3.
And when I heard that and I read these words,
lapho ngizwa lokho ngiwafunda lamazwi,
I said, what a miracle. What a secret Reverend Stegan grasped hold of.
Kase ngithi imfihlakalo enkulu kangaka ubaba umfundisi ayiqona.
He spoke and represented eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ 30 years ago. Today it's true. We can't deny the fact. So God must have known. That's why he put it on his heart.
Wakhuluma ngokuphila okuphakade eminyakeni engamashumi amathathu adlule esingeke sikuphike namhlanje kuyahambisana uNkulunkulu wakubeka ngempela enhlizweni yakhe.
And then he said, I quote, in 1815 and before, Louis Harms in Germany, founder of Hermannsburg Mission, wanted to become a minister of the Lutheran Church.
Wayesethi eminyakeni eminingi edlule Louis Harms waba nesifiso sokuthumela amamissionary ashumayele ivangeli emhlabeni.
There was no real life in the church and amongst the professors.
Uthi kwangekho ukuphila phakathi ebandleni nako professor.
And then Louis Harms told his father that he wanted to stop his theological studies.
ULouis Harms wayesetshela uyise ukuthi usefuna ukuyeka ukufundela izifundo zakhe zezenkolo.
What about the church today?
Linjani ibandla namhlanje?
What about the professors today?
Banjani oprofessor namhlanje?
And Louis Harms said, why must I study when the situation is like that? It's dead.
ULouis Harms ngaleso sikhathi wathi ngizoqhubelana ngifunde uma isimo sinjena na kufile.
But he had a good father.
Kodwa wayenobaba ophilayo.
But his father forced him. You hear that? We don't like to be forced, isn't it? Then we're not Christian. We're un-Christian. But his father forced him and said, you will carry on studying.
Kodwa ubaba wakhe wamphoqa wathi uzoqhubeka ufunde.
One night he was reading his Bible by candlelight.
Bunye ubusuku efunda iBhayibheli lakhe ekhanyise ngekhandlela.
And he came to John 17 verse 3.
Wayesefika encwadini kaJohane isahluko 17 verse 3.
And when he read those words, his life changed completely.
Wathi mayesefunda lawo mazwi impilo yakhe yaguquka.
You hear God's powerful word?
Kuzwa yini okusezweni likaNkulunkulu
namandla. I think we underestimate sometimes and many times what God's word in actual fact is and what it does in our life.
Kaningi sikubukela phansi ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liyini futhi ikuphi elingakwenza ezimpilweni zethu.
And then Reverend Stegan carries on to say, what does it mean to know God?
Yaqhubeka ubaba umfundisi entshumelweni yakhe ukuthi kuchazani ukumazi uNkulunkulu na?
In the beginning of the Bible, it is written that Adam knew Eve and bore him a son.
EBhayibhelini ekuqaleni kubhaliwe ukuthi uAdam wamazi uEva wayesemzalela indodana.
Knowing most intimate relationship, total exposure, total surrender, nothing hidden, absolute transparency.
Lokho kwazi ukuchaza ubudlelwane obuhlangene ukuzinikela ngokuphelele.
So should our relationship with God be, holding nothing back.
Akho ke ubudlelwane bethu noNkulunkulu bekumele ukuthi kube njalo, kungabikho nokukodwa esigodlayo.
Total consecration, total surrender.
Ukuzinikela ngokuphelele.
And I believe that was the mission of this couple.
Lokho ngiyakhona futhi ukuthi bekuyilokho bekwenziwa ubaba Hupa nowakwakhe.
Surrendering to God's will.
Ukuzinikela entandweni kaNkulunkulu.
And so I carry on, and so to live uninterrupted with him.
Ngakho kuchaza ukuphila futhi okungenakuphazanyiswa kanye naye.
That we stop hiding anything from God.
Ukuba kungabikho nokukodwa esimfihlela khona uNkulunkulu.
Expose everything.
Sidalule konke.
Bring everything to light.
Silethe konke kukhanyeni.
And to live in fellowship with him.
Siphile sisenhlanganyelweni naye.
When Jacob wrestled with God,
lapho uJacob ebambana noNkulunkulu,
he asked him his name.
Wambuza igama lakhe.
As the name shows what his character was and is.
Njengoba igama lakhe liveza ukuthi umuntu onhloboni.
And Jacob means deceiver, deceiver.
Igama lika Jacob lichaza ukuthi umkhohlisi.
But God changed it through his word to Israel.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu waliguqula ngezwi lakhe ukuba be uIsrael.
Meaning wrestled with God and man and overcame.
Emva kokuthi ebambene noNkulunkulu nabantu wanqoba.
When he spoke the truth, when Jacob said, "This in actual fact am I," when he spoke the truth about himself, God could change his life.
Lapho ekhuluma iqiniso ngaye ukuthi yena ungubani, uNkulunkulu wayiguqula impilo yakhe.
And that's when God revealed himself to Jacob.
Kwaba yilapho uNkulunkulu ezambula kuJacob.
We also need to expose ourselves to him and tell him who we are.
Siyadinga nathi ukuba sizidalule kuye, simtshele ukuthi singobani.
Many people don't like to do that.
Abantu abaningi abakuthanda ukwenza lokho.
But think of it. God knows who you are.
Kodwa ukucabangisise lokho ukuthi
he knows your steps, he knows your life.
UNkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi sobani, wazi nokuhamba kwethu.
We like to cover and hide.
Thina siyathanda ukuba simboze sifihle izinto.
But Jacob was honest to say, "This is what I am."
Kodwa uJacob wathembeka wakwazi ukuziveza ubunjalo bakhe.
And then Reverend Stegan read the verses we've just read.
Ubaba umfundisi wayesefunda lamazwi siwafundile.
I'm doing this to remind you and remind us because we were all sitting there and listening to these words.
Ngiyakwenza lokhu ukuze ngikukhumbuze.
In 30 years, could God change you from a Jacob to an Israel? Look at your life. Look at it. Don't just listen. Look at your life and to say, in 30 years, has he changed my life? Or am I still the same?
Awukubheke nje nakule minyaka engamashumi amathathu edlule uthi uNkulunkulu usekwazileni ukuguqula akususe kubeni uJakobe ube uIsrael noma usafana nje.
And then Reverend Stegan says, in this life of knowing God, don't lean upon your own understanding and wisdom.
Uthi entshumelweni yakhe ubaba umfundisi uStegan kule mpilo yokukholwa yokumaza uNkulunkulu unganciki okwakho ukuqonda nokwazi.
Lean on him.
Ncika kuye.
Whole trust and leaning should be upon the Lord.
Ukuthemba nokuncika konke kumele sincike futhi sithembe eNkosini.
He must uphold you.
Kumele kuba kube uyena okuphakamisayo.
Throw your weight upon him. He will carry you through.
Phonsa yonke imthwalo yakho kuye, yena uyakukuthwala.
If you, Franz, throw your weight and your problems upon the Lord and the difficulties, which you will have to go through, he will carry you through.
Uma wena babuhupho oyophonsa zonke inkathazo nemthwalo kuye futhi ozodabuka ozodabula kuzona yeni yokuthwala.
Acknowledge him in all your ways.
Mazise kwizindlela zakho zonke.
And you know, you do that in prayer.
Lokho kwenza ngumthandazo.
By praying, going to the Lord, you're acknowledging him that he is the Lord of all.
Ngokuthandaza ukhuleka enkosini ngalokho uyamazisa ukuthi yena ungunkulunkulu wakho konke.
That means to trust the Lord.
Lokho kuchaza ukumethemba uNkulunkulu.
And for humans, that's not so easy.
Kubantu into engelula le.
But if you trust the Lord, you'll be obedient to what he says.
Kodwa uma umethemba uNkulunkulu uzomlalela kulokho akushoyo.
So God has given you these words today.
uNkulunkulu ukuphile lamazwi namhlanje.
Cheryl has run her race. She has done what was expected of her.
Wanti Cheryl yena uselgijimile ibanga lakhe usekwenzile obekulindele ukuthi akwenze.
Now we have to follow.
Manje thina ke sisazolandela.
How will we run our race and how have we run?
Thina siyolgijima kanjani lethu ibanga nokuthi siligijime kanjani?
Now to trust the Lord is something that you do with your heart. It's the center of your being. It's your everything. Without that, you can't. You'll maybe trust them today, tomorrow you doubt. When the storms arise, like Peter, you doubt. Trust the Lord. It's going to be not so easy as you think.
Ukumethemba uNkulunkulu yinto ekumele ibe sekujuleni kwenhliziyo uyenze njalo.
And let his wisdom guide you.
Vumela ukuhlakanipha kwakhe ukuba kube yikhono ukukholayo.
Wisdom is application of knowledge of God's word.
Ukuhlakanipha okukwenza lokho kusezwini likaNkulunkulu.
That's wisdom.
Yikhono ukuhlakanipha lo.
Taking God's word. Applying it in your life
and
be obedient to what it says.
And
as I said, when you read Solomon and whatever he said, he came to a point where he deviated from his own very words.
Mofunda mazwakhe we are told to wafinyelela endaweni la kwayena wachezuka emazweni
awashilo. The love that you had for God now was taken over by love for women, and we know the Bible and we know what happened. And so let us be careful that nothing in our life will rob us of our love towards God.
Uthando lwakhe ayinalo ngunkulunkulu lathathwa uthando lwabesifazane. Ngakho kumele basiqaphele uba kungabikho kuyothatha indawo yalolothando likaNkulunkulu.
And then trusting the Lord is opposed and so different from our own understanding.
Ukumethemba uNkulunkulu kuyaphambana nokuqonda kwethu.
If you come to a point and say, but why Lord? Why do it this time? Why did you do it this way? Couldn't you have done it different? Then your own mind takes over. And that is very dangerous.
Uma ufinyela lapho usuqala uba nembuzo uthi kodwa ngani uNkulunkulu ngani ukwenza lesikhathi ngabe kuyilesa sikhathi lapho uqaphela ngoba ingqondo yakho sithatha indawo kaNkulunkulu.
And the natural man is opposed to the spiritual man and he can't understand why God thinks and why he says things. And today, you don't understand. That's why you sit there. And maybe it's too much what you've heard already. Maybe you say, oh, if you could just stop preaching. Why? Where's your trust in Christ?
Umuntu wemvelo uyaphambana njalo nokokomoya ngoba akuhambisani. Mhlawumbe nomuhle lana unakho nalokho. Mhlawumbe usuthi yini kuloko kukhulunywa njalo ngcono uyeke ukushumayela manje.
Don't lean on your own understanding. It's opposed. It's opposed to what God says and how we see things. Why? The understanding of man is darkened by sin. It's a cloud that's over a person's life. And that's why it's so dangerous to utter things against what God is doing.
And
if man is influenced by sin and sin lives in your life, let me tell you, it's like darkness in you. You'll never understand what God wants to do. Only when it breaks through to you with his powerful word.
Sin
is an opium. It's a drug. It's worse, the worst drug you can take. Because why? It darkens your own mentality, your own understanding. That's why the Bible warns us, don't do it. Trust God and listen to him.
Isono sinjenge sidakamizwa esibi kunazo zonke ngoba singena engqondweni siyenza ingqondo ibemnyama ungaqondi ingakho uNkulunkulu esiyala ukuba singangena esonweni kodwa sethembeni uNkulunkulu.
You understand now why people hate when a person speaks about sin? Why? Because his natural understanding is dark. He doesn't see the need of it. He doesn't see the danger of it. But friends, one day we have to end here. Here. In this coffin. You and I. Who will be next? I don't know. You, God knows. But somebody will. And if you don't bow to and submit to God, and that's why he warns us today. He says, be careful. Don't go your way. What will your end be like?
Yes,
Cheryl said, have you heard? She says, I want to have a white garment. She said, I want a white garment. Why? Because she knows, she knew, there's one thing that will separate me from my Savior, and that's sin.
Mrs. Hooper says, we look at him in a gifuna kuba na leongu bem sope. Mabuyazu ti yotu indio sa chonsa nungkulu nkulu ison.
Jetzt möchte ich ein bisschen Deutsch reden. Ich bin nicht ein guter Deutscher. Ich bin Südafrikaner, aber lass mich ein bisschen Deutsch reden. Kann jemand übersetzen? Mein Deutsch ist leicht, brauchst keine Angst haben. Gut. In diesen Tagen musste ich von Paul Gerhardt lesen. Paul Gerhardt. And these, come Louis, yeah, I think you're the best. These days, I had to read about a story about Paul Gerhardt. Now, Paul Gerhardt wrote many, many different Christian hymns, deep hymns. And he said that these hymns are there to uplift and draw us closer to God. Und sagte, es geht darin Abschied und Trauer, aber vor allem in Gott Vertrauen. Darum handelt es sich.
And he said that it is about saying goodbye and it is about departure, but above all, that you trust in the Lord.
And it
handelt sich Gottes Vertrauen. Aber du weißt, wie wirst du Gott vertrauen, wenn du weißt in deinem Herzen, stimmt das gar nicht.
It's all about trusting God. But if you know there's something wrong in your heart, you will agree that it's not right.
konke kumelana nokumethemba uNkulunkulu kodwa uma wazi ukuthi khona ongahamba enhlizweni yakho uyoqonda.
Warum kommen Sie nicht nach Jesus?
Why do you not come?
Was hindert dich?
What is stopping you?
Ngani ukuba ungeze kuJesu na uvinjwa yini?
Einmal wenn du vor Jesus stehen musst, hast du keine Entschuldigung. Oh, die haben das mir falsch gesagt oder die haben mir auf Irrwegen geführt. Du musst die Wahrheit finden. Du musst die Wahrheit erkennen.
Why do you not come to the Lord Jesus? You might say that they don't tell me the truth, but one day you will have to stand before God and you will have to answer yourself for what you did.
Ngani ukuba ungezi kuJesu na? Mhlawumbe uyothaba ngitshela iqiniso kodwa ngolunye usuku uyodinga ukuyimela phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu uyiphendulele.
Das Leben ist zu kurz. 30 Jahre sind vorüber. So Gott will, hast du die nicht wieder. Oder wärst vielleicht 100, Onkel Franz. Das kann man sagen.
Life is very short and 30 years have gone by very quickly. And Uncle Franz, I don't think that you're going to have another 30 years or you'll be 100.
Impilo iyashesha, iminyaka nje le ngamashumi amathathu idlule ngokushesha. Angiboni ukuthi ubaba uHuba usengaba nayo iminye iminyaka engamashumi amathathu azoyiphila. Ume kwazile yobe nekhulu leminyaka.
Verschwende deine Zeit nicht mit deinem eigenen Verstand. Bis jetzt hat dein Verstand dich irregeführt. Kehr um. Lern das Gottesvertrauen. Dein Leben bringt das in Ordnung vor Gott.
Don't trust in your own understanding. You've done it. And you have gone on to wrong ways. Come back and trust in the Lord.
Ungenciko kwakho ukuqonda usukwenzile kwakudukisa buya buyele kuNkulunkulu ethembe yena.
And so, and so in diesen Tagen wurde ich an dieses Lied wieder erinnert.
And so I was reminded these days about this song.
Lezinsuku ngakhunjuzwa leli culo.
Die Paul Gerhardt geschrieben hat. Und meine Mutter liebte diese Worte, Franz. Sie liebte diese Lieder. Warum? Weil sie eine Stütze in dem hatte.
Which Paul Gideon, sorry.
Paul Gerhardt.
Paul Gerhardt wrote, and my mother loved them. And why? Because they were such a strength to her.
Iculo leli labhalwa uPaul Gerhardt, uma wami belithanda kakhulu, ngoba amazwi alo ebemqinisa kakhulu.
Viele Lieder wurden geschrieben durch Herzweh, durch Probleme, durch Schwierigkeiten. Da kamen ja die besten Lieder her.
Many of these songs came from a situation of heartache, from difficulty. And it's from there that the best songs were born.
Amanye lamaculo aqhamuka bewabhala kwizikhathi ezinzima zobuhlungu nosizi kwadaleka lamaculo.
Wenn du jemand vertraust,
if you trust somebody,
uma khona umuntu omethembayo,
then befehlst du auch deine Wege ihm.
Then you allow him to take your ways.
Makunjalo uyamvumela lo muntu ukuba athathe indlela zakho.
Und seine Wege sind nie unsere Wege, sonst würden wir auch heute nicht sein. Ich glaube, Franz, das hättest du auch dir nie gewünscht oder gedacht. Menschlich, nein. Aber so sind Gottes Wege total anders als unsere.
And his ways are not our ways. Otherwise we wouldn't be here today. Nobody wishes this. But God's ways are totally different to our ways.
Indlela zakhe akuzona zethu. Uma bekuya ngokwethu, ngaba sihleli kanje namhlanje. Kodwa indlela zikaNkulunkulu ziphambene nezethu.
Und dann hat Paul Gerhardt diese Worte geschrieben.
And then Paul Gerhardt wrote these words.
Und nehmen Sie zu Herzen, liebe Familie.
And dear family, take them to
und wenn Sie mal zurück sind zu Hause, lesen Sie Psalm 37.
And when you have maybe got home, take Psalm 37 and read it.
Wagcineni lamazwi umndeni, mhlawumbe masenifike emakhaya, thatha incwadi yamahubo 37 ifunde.
Befehl du deine Wege und was dein Herz kränkt. Du wirst mal nicht oh, Englisch. No, it musst du einfach versuchen.
Okay, sag wieder bitte.
If they trust, give trust the Lord in all your ways. verse 5. Commit your word.
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this.
Und dieses hat Paul Gerhard geschrieben.
And this is what Paul Gerhard wrote.
Themba uJehova ngenhliziyo yakho yonke uyokwenzela lokhu. Nako kwabhalwa uPaul Gerhard.
Wenn dein Verhältnis mit Gott recht ist, dann kannst du das auch machen.
If your relationship to God is correct and right, then you can also do that.
Umudlane bakho noNkulunkulu busesimeni esikahle nawe ungakwenza.
Der Wolken, Luft und Winden gibt Wege, Lauf und Bahn.
The wind gives direction to the clouds and to your paths.
Umoya ukhombisa indlela kumafu nasendleleni zakho.
Der wird auch Wege finden.
It will find ways.
Da
dein Fuß gehen kann.
That your foot can walk.
Indlela lapho unyawo lwakho lokwazi ukuhamba khona.
Auf, auf. Gib deinem Schmerze und Sorge gute Nacht.
Go up, and give your heart's aches and your pains a good night.
Kuphuka, kuphuka, bese uthatha ubuhlungu bakho bonke benhliziyo ubvalelise.
Lass fahren, was das Herz bedrückt und traurig macht.
Let go that which suppresses the heart and makes it sad.
Bist du, Herr, doch nicht Regente, der alles führen soll?
Aren't you the director who should be and who leads everything and guides everything?
Gott sitzt in Regimente.
God sits in rule. He is the ruler.
UNkulunkulu yena ohlezi esihlalweni sokubusa uyena obusayo.
Und führt alles wohl.
And he directs everything well.
Futhi yena uqondisa konke kahle.
Liebe Franz, Familie, jetzt ein neues Kapitel.
Dear Franz and the family, now a new chapter.
Nehmt dieses Wort.
Take this word.
Baba Huba nomndeni sokuqala.
Ihr habt es erwählt.
It was chosen by yourselves.
Und bete, frage Gott, hilf mir, dass ich auf dich vertrauen kann, auf dich mich stützen kann, wenn es auch schwer wird.
Pray and ask God that you would lean on him and that you would trust in him, even if it should get difficult.
Franz, ich habe auch einen Bruder verloren in einem Augenblick.
Franz, I also lost a brother in a moment.
Ich konnte nicht Wiedersehen sagen.
I couldn't say goodbye.
Es war nicht leicht.
It wasn't easy.
Bis heute, wenn man dran denkt, kann man es nicht begreifen.
Today, if one considers it, it's even now that one can't grasp it.
Es war ganz anders mit meiner Mutter.
It was totally different with my mother.
Man konnte auf Wiedersehen sagen.
One could say goodbye to her.
War wunderbar.
And it was wonderful.
Und das wischt viele Tränen ab.
And that wipes many tears away.
Und Franz genauso. Man hat geschaut, sie war da und war nicht mehr da.
And Franz in the same way. You looked and then she was there and you looked and then again she wasn't
there.
Aber meine Mutter konnte sagen, da ist der Herr, er kommt.
But my mother could say, there is the Lord, he is coming, he has come.
Kodwa uma wami wakwazi ukusho ukuthi nansi inkosi iyeza.
So ein Leben wie dieses solltest du dich jeden Tag wünschen.
That is the life that you should wish for yourself every day.
Leo impilo bekumele ukuthi uyifisele yona usuku nosuku.
Eins müssen wir streben.
We have to die.
Simele Rufa.
Das kommt schneller, als was du dich denkst und planst.
And that comes much quicker than what you think about it, or even if you should want to plan it.
Futhi lokho kwenzeka ngokusheshsha kunokucabanga kwethu.
Und einer unter uns.
And someone amongst us.
Hier.
Omunye phakathi kwethu la.
Hier.
Und auch die Zuhörer.
And even the listeners.
Einer von uns ist der Nächste.
One of us is the next.
Nakulaba balalela bangekho la omunye wethu uyolandela.
Kannst du sagen, ich vertraue Gott? Meine Hoffnung ist in Jesus Christus, der mein Kleid reingewaschen hat, so weiß wie Schnee.
Can you say that you trust in God and in the Lord Jesus, who will wash away my sins, that my life and my heart is as white as snow?
Ungasheni uthi uyamethemba uNkulunkulu okwaziyo ukuhlanza izono zomuntu uthi inhliziyo yami ihlanzekile.
Wenn du bereit sein willst, dann darf da keine Sünde sein in deinem Leben, die über deinem Leben regiert und die einfach dich in Händen hat, diese Sünde. Damit musst du frei werden.
And you cannot have this if there is any sin that is a ruler in your life and that has got a grip over your life. You need to be free from that.
Yekukwazi ukuthiwa lokhu uma kunesono esibusa empilweni yakho. Esikubambile kumele ukuba ukhululeke kusona.
Unser Leben ist von Gott geliehen.
Our lives have been lent to us by God.
Impilo zethu sizibolekiwe nguNkulunkulu.
Es gehört nicht mir, es gehört nicht dir auch, dich oder.
My life doesn't belong to me and it doesn't belong to you.
Phila kwami akhona okwami, akhona futhi nawe okwakho.
Beug dich vor dem Herrn Jesus Christus. Er hat das ewige Leben und desto schneller du das machst. Wenn du, desto schneller du das erlebst, wirst du das nie reuen deswegen.
Bow before the Lord. He has got your life in his hand. And the sooner you do it, the sooner you will experience a regret. And you will never regret experiencing that.
Thoba phambi kukaNkulunkulu ngoba uye ophethe impilo yakho. Futhi uma ukwenza lokho,
Sollen wir noch zusammen beten?
Shall we still pray together?
Herr Jesus Christus, dies ist dein lebendig Wort.
Lord Jesus Christ, this is your living word.
Und so wie auch mit Louis Harms, möge dein Wort eingreifen in unserem Leben, bitte Herr.
And as with Louis Harms, may your word take a hold and a grip of our lives. Please, Lord Jesus.
Siyakucela Nkosi uJesu kuba njengakuluye hama izwi lakho lithatha indawo empilweni zethu.
Und möge unser Herz demütig sein und weich werden, so dass wenn du kommst, Herr Jesus, dass wir bereit sind und zu sagen, hier bin ich.
And may we humble our hearts and may we be prepared and soft before you, that when you come, Lord Jesus, that we would be prepared for you to take
du willst
hold of our
das Beste für uns. Du willst uns bei dich haben, so wie wir das auch heute sehen und erleben. Und darum, Herr, schenk doch, dass du eingreifen kannst und Menschen enden wirst.
And grant, Lord, you want the best for us. And grant, Lord, that you would work in our lives, that you would accomplish that and take hold of our lives.
Sisize Nkosi ukuba usebenze empilweni zethu, ufeze umsebenzi wakho, uyibuse impilo zethu.
Und dass wir, so wie Paul Gerhard, wissen, diesen Weg, den du für uns vorbereitet hast, ist der beste Weg für uns, weil du regierst.
And may we be like Paul Gerhard, who knowingly that you have directed our lives according to your best knowledge and that we would accept it.
Singabe njengo Paul Gerhard lowo obazi ukuthi wena ophethe impilo yakhe oyibusayo.
Schenk das aus Gnade in Jesus Christus.
Please grant that out of by your grace, Lord Jesus Christ.
Siyacela ukuba usiphe lokho ngomusa wakho Jesu Christu.
Amen.
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 Cheryl hätte vielleicht auch es so gewünscht, dass du auch Jesus Christus findest.
Cheryl would have desired it so much that you would also find the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mrs. Huber, bengifisa kakhulu ukuthi nawe umthole umazi uJesu Kristu.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngezwi esilitholile okungakhona nje kuphela emndenini kodwa nakuthina sonke ebesila.
Thank you very much for the word that we have received. Wasn't just for the family, but for all of us who are here.
Amazwi akhuthazayo, amazwi asikhumbuzayo ukuthi nathi le ndlela siyihamba.
Words that encourage us and words that show us that this is also the way that we will go.
Ekuphetheni nje sicela ukuthi sisukume sicule na iculo lesingesi lizoqhamuka la.
Closing, if we can just sing one more song that will come up on the screen.
Sibonga kakhulu siphinde sibonge egameni lomndeni ngani nonke ebenifikile nalabo abakade belalele nalabo akade befisa ukuba khona kodwa ngenxa yezathu ethize bangaphumelela.
Thank you very much, and on behalf of the family, thank you once again for all of you who have come, you who joined in, and you as well who would have desired to be here.
Siyazi ukuthi abanye uma siphuma la ngenxa yebanga elide enilihambile ukuthi nihlanganyele nomndeni senzodinga ukuthi mhlambe nibuye lemuva.
And because of some that have come a far distance, after here they are, you will then be going back home.
Siyacela ukuthi mndeni uyacela futhi ukuthi nidlule e-dining hall yethu ukuthi nikwazi ukuthola ukudla singahambi singatholanga okudliwayo.
And the family asks that you please go past the dining hall, that you don't leave not having eaten.
Abanye mhlawumbe bazothanda ukuhamba nomndeni ukuya endlini yokugcina lapho siyobeka lo mzimba, labo ke bazokwehla ngomgwaqo amathuna ethu angapha ngasezansi.
And there will be those that would like to go with the family to the cemetery. It is down the road on this side.
Ekugcineni nje ngicela ukuthi Uncle Khola eze azose balela inkonzo nokucelela laba abahambayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu abagcine.
And as we close, we'll ask Reverend Hans Kolle if he could please come and close for us in prayer, or also remember those that will be traveling home.
Sibonga kakhulu ukufika kwakhe uHans Kolle nendodakazi yakhe. Ngesikhashana esincane nje ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi bafike la uma bezwa lo mbiko ovelile.
And that Mr. Kolle, together with his daughter, that they could come at such short notice and to be with us at this time.
Sesiyocela ke uUncle Hans Kolle ukuthi asiphethele ngomkhuleko.
And we'll ask Mr. Kolle to please close for us in prayer.
Lasst uns beten.
Shall we pray together?
Asthandas.
Herr Jesus, wir sind gesegnet.
Our Lord, we have been blessed.
Nkosi Jesu sibusekile.
Gesegnet vom Zeugnis deiner Magd.
We have been blessed by the testimony of the one you created.
Sibusekile ngobufakazi balowo womdalile.
Gesegnet durch dein Wort.
And also, Lord, we were blessed by your word.
Sabusiseka nangezwi lakho.
Und bitte sei uns gnädig, dass wir auch unseren Lauf vollenden.
And Lord, may you help us that we would also complete our race.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba usize nathi ukuba siliqede ibanga lethu.
Dass wir ein Herz haben.
We have a heart.
Uba sibe nenhliziyo.
Das sich wünscht mehr als irgendetwas anderes, das Ziel zu erreichen.
That it's the desire of the heart above all that we would attain our goal.
Ukuba kube isifiso senhliziyo yethu ukuba nathi sifinyelele kwibanga lethu.
Die Gnade unseres Herrn Jesus Christus.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Musa weNkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
Und die Liebe Gottes.
And the love of God.
Thando lukaNkulunkulu.
Und die Gemeinschaft des Heiligen Geistes bleibe mit uns allen.
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. May it remain with each one.
Ubudlelwane bukaMoya oNgcwele kwangathi bungaqhubeka bube kulona lowo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.